You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When you need to take a flight, many might think of heading to Sacramento International Airport or the Bay Area. But if you're in the Central Valley, that can mean a long travel day before you even board your flight. Stockton Metropolitan Airport is looking to change that. SCK is making plans for what it calls transformative overhaul not seen in decades, with the goal to ramp up services for its growing community. And it just got a big bump in funding. Yesterday, the County Board of Supervisors approved over $26 million for improvements at Stockton Metropolitan Airport, money that will go towards renovating the airport's current infrastructure, as well as plans for potentially more airline flights and economic growth in the future. Here to tell us more is Stockton Metropolitan Airport Director Richard Sokol. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us. Before we get into specifics, what is the history of Stockton Metropolitan Airport? How long has it been around?
It's been around for, 80 years. It was a military base that was given to the city of Stockton and then eventually transferred to the county of San Joaquin.
I would imagine in, you know, that roughly 80 years, a lot has changed at the airport when it comes to what flies out of the airport and who goes to the airport.
A lot has changed, but a lot hasn't changed. And that's why we are making the investments that we announced yesterday. We've done a good job taking care of the meat and potatoes, the bones of the airport, which is the runways and the taxiways, but the facilities that support the operations on the edges of the runways and taxiways haven't been taken care of quite as well. And the announcement yesterday was intended to show our commitment to the whole airport and providing the best airline aviation services that we can for the general aviation community as well as the air carrier community.
You're right. And we're talking about that funding from the County Board of Supervisors. They approved $26 million in improvements. $26 million can be hard for an individual, a person to visualize. How sizable is $26 million for your airport?
Well, as far as I know, it's one of the largest expenditures ever made at the airport in one group. But we're planning to spread it around a little bit, and so it's not going to be really impactful in a big way. It's not going to be we're not going to build a big brand new terminal building. We're not going to be building exotic new buildings, but we're going to be building facilities that will help us and help our users function smoother and better. As they increase their use of the airport.
Given that some of the infrastructure in the building is over 60 years old, and so this money will help make some improvements, can you take us back to that time? I mean, how well is the infrastructure currently accommodating today's travel, today's business that's happening at Stockton Metropolitan Airport?
Well, the terminal building, for example, has never really been updated in any significant way. So if you can imagine, the airport terminal building was built when there were turboprop airplanes flying to the airport, 19 and 35 passenger turboprops. And that's what the building was designed for. Those airplanes are long gone. Federal regulations and economics have changed. Those airplanes don't fly commercially any longer. The security regulations in 1968 didn't exist. They were upgraded a little bit in the 90s and the 80s. And then after 2001, they got much, much tighter. The terminal building never got updated significantly. We have a security checkpoint, but it was never really thoughtfully done. Mm-hmm. And so the funding that we announced yesterday will give us an opportunity to improve customer experience, passenger flow, and allow the airlines, not only the ones that we have now, which is Allegiant Airlines going to Phoenix and Las Vegas, but others to feel very comfortable that they're going to have a very efficient, customer-friendly facility in our airport.
When I was a reporter in McAllen, Texas, I knew Allegiant flights very well because they usually partner with midsize or smaller airports for those direct flights, as you mentioned, to Vegas and Phoenix and other cities as well. Who flies out of Stockton Airport usually?
Well, they're leisure customers primarily going to Las Vegas and Phoenix. Allegiant is not a network carrier, which means that they don't specialize in providing connections to other facilities. Our goal, our focus right now on recruiting airlines is focusing on those carriers that provide network services that so you can fly from, hopefully, from the Stockton Metropolitan Airport to Denver or Phoenix and make a connection and go to your final destination. We don't have those services yet. That's the big nut that we're trying to crack, if you will, to open up our airline service role to a broader group of people.
I would imagine, at least in the last decade, if not going further back, the area around the airport in the Central Valley in San Joaquin and Stanislaus County has grown probably significantly. So I would think the demand is there. You have residents that would like to head to Stockton Metropolitan Airport and take a flight.
The demand is definitely there. And this day and age, the data is very, very complete and very, very available, as you know. Everything that you buy is now being counted. And the air service data is such that there's at least 2,200 people traveling to or from an area, a catchment area, within 40 miles of the Stockton Airport. And there is no commercial service airport in that 40-mile circle. The population of Stanislaus and San Joaquin County, just adding those populations, if you want to describe that as simply as the catchment area, is 1.2 million people. I don't know of any place in the country that has those kinds of demographics that does not have strong airline service. And we therefore think that this is a very underutilized facility, and we're going to fill that hole.
How long do you think it would take to fill that hole?
Well, the airline industry is having some challenges right now.
Yeah.
We were making some progress with some carriers, and then something happened over Oregon where a door fell off of an airplane. And then a few days later, there were problems at Boeing. And quite honestly, that has really stifled airline growth plans. It has that event literally has trickled down and affected growth plans. And so we have dialogue with carriers, we are encouraged with that dialogue, but the timing is an issue for them. And they don't know when they're going to get airplanes that they ordered 3 or 4 or 5 years ago that they were planning on, and they've already planned on retiring other airplanes, so they don't know their capacity. And so until that picture is clearer to them, their ability to grow is going to be a little bit limited.
Oh, planes that they ordered 3 to 4 years ago. I was going to ask, is this a short-term problem? But it seems like this has had ripple effects spanning years.
There could be very significant impacts on the entire industry for years, as there have been some problems at Boeing. And there are only two manufacturers that make airplanes in the world, commercial airplanes generally, Airbus and Boeing. And if there are problems there, there are problems throughout the industry.
Yeah. When you do look at the research, if we paint a hypothetical picture of having more commercial airline service at Stockton Metropolitan Airport, and you have this huge catchment area of 1.5 million people who want to fly out of Stockton, where would they like to go?
What I'm hearing is that it's a mix of business and leisure travelers, but most of them are leisure travelers. And so a lot of them like to go intrastate within California. The biggest origin and destination market from our catchment area is San Diego and Southern California, other airports in Southern California. But there's also a significant demand, we think, to Mexico and to Texas and the southeast part of the country, not so much to the Midwest or the East. We know that there are a lot of people traveling from the San Joaquin Valley, though, to Washington, D.C. and New York. Mm.
Do you think there could also be some competition from already existing airports with that infrastructure, whether it's competition from Sacramento International Airport or Bay Area airports like Oakland or SFO?
Well, that's existed for decades. In airport speak, we call that leakage.
Leakage.
Our market has leaked to Sacramento, Oakland, and San Francisco and San Jose for decades. And so we're trying to capture that business and keep it local and bring it back. And that we need a strong airline partner to help us do that.
Yeah.
So most of our leakage right now is to Oakland, secondarily it's to Sacramento. Hmm.
The improvements that we're talking about, and also just the future for Stockton Metropolitan Airport, isn't just reserved for commercial flights. I mean, you also have general aviation, hobby pilots as well. I mean, how significant and important is that to Stockton Metropolitan Airport?
Well, it's really important to us. We want to serve all of aviation. We want to be a location for people who enjoy aviation as a hobby, for personal travel, for business travel, or where you need to have a one-on-one relationship with a customer. You might have access to a charter airplane or own your own airplane for business. One of our goals, because we're relatively close to Silicon Valley, and there's a lot of technology being developed in aviation power plant technology, trying to reduce carbon emissions. One of our goals is to try to position ourselves to become a laboratory and a site for the development of new aviation technologies. What we're seeing, of course, is that the Bay Area is growing out to the east. Bay Area is going through the Altamont Pass and coming out east towards us. We want to be there with a catcher's mitt on and capture the entrepreneurs coming out of the Bay Area to help encourage them to develop new aviation technologies.
Yeah, logistically, it seems like you're in a prime location. I would also think that over the years, I've heard this, I think I've reported on it as well, that you also are getting more people moving away from the Bay Area to the Central Valley. And so not only with, having a roof over your head, but there's also business opportunities as well being part of this type of research.
Yes, the existing demographics are strong. The trend is strong as the Northern Central Valley is kind of expanded from an agricultural business base to a logistics base. San Joaquin County has become a tremendous logistics center for Northern California. The trends, if we extend those trends are really, really positive for our airport and our community, and we're trying to position ourselves to take advantage of those trends.
Finally, when do you think these funded projects could begin and also be completed by?
So most of the projects, I think, will start construction early next year and be completed about a year later. We're going to do two different contracts, and we're going to do a terminal project simultaneously with a general aviation contract and be building new facilities simultaneously. We also will have a new aviation business that we're going to announce in the next 6 to 8 weeks that will jumpstart all this a little bit.
Hopefully you'll let us know.
We will.
Richard, thank you for making the trip. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you.
Richard Sokol is the director of the Sacramento Metropolitan Airport in San Joaquin County. And we've been talking about how the airport will use over $26 million in funding that was just approved from the county supervisors yesterday to upgrade its facilities as well as its plans for the future. Up next, Sacramento has a brand new space for wellness, socializing, and collaborating. It's called The Jacqueline. We'll learn about the life and the person behind this inspiration. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.